to count the red flags.
Oh, my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Brought to you by 1-800-ASK-GARY. That is our sponsor, our proud sponsor, 1-800-ASK-GARY on the War of the Roses.
I'm going to start giving War of the Roses episodes titles.
Okay.
And
I think Jenny usually does anyway.
So this one would be the case of the peppers on the pizza.
Okay.
And we'll get to that in a couple of seconds here, but let's first of all meet who's going to be on War of the Roses today. It's Abigail. Hi, Abigail.
Hi.
Abigail was, just 30 seconds ago, she almost changed her mind about doing War of the Roses. So we literally had to convince her, you know what, it's okay. But some people are like, yeah, I want to get him, I want to burn him. And Abigail's like, nah, I'm not really sure. But tell me what's going on, why you decided you want to be on War of the Roses, Abigail.
You know, honestly, I hope I'm wrong. I just want to say that.
Yeah,
I don't want to be right about this. My boyfriend, Neil, just some weird stuff has been happening. He's been sick for like 5 different weekends in the past 3 months. And when he's sick, he doesn't want me to come over. And I don't mind. Like, I'll bring him soup. I want to be there for him, but he won't let me come over at all. And it just makes me feel like he's cheating, honestly. And he'll FaceTime me when he's sick. So it makes me think that, oh, okay, you know, he's not making this up. But I don't know what to think, honestly.
I get that, because that's a lot of times to be sick in the course. And for him to, like, be like, no, for the entire weekend, you cannot come over. It does seem suspicious.
Well, that's what gets me, too, Abigail, is it's only on the weekend. It's never, like, on a Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
It's on the weekend. So if you're suspicious that he's got somebody else over there for the weekend and adamantly doesn't want you to come over, what do you think he would do if you said, hey, you know, if you showed up? And you brought, like, you know, Leanne Chins by or something like that. And you're like, hey, I know you said not to come by, but I care about you. And I just thought I'd come by with some lunch. Do you think if he was really sick, do you think he'd be annoyed by that? Or do you think he'd think that's intrusive?
You know, I've proposed that. Okay. I proposed me coming over. And he kind of shot back at me and really, he wasn't rude about it, but he really, really told me not to come over. And I've thought about just surprising him, but the way that when I proposed it, the way he responded kind of hurt my feelings, to be honest with you. Like, he really didn't want me to come. So I don't know how he would respond.
See, this is where you and I differ, because by the fourth time, if Jake had pulled that on me, I would have driven past his house. I would have been suspicious. I would have driven past. I would have been looking in windows. You know, that's the kind of person. Unless they're a higher up apartment, then you can't really, I guess, do that.
But I get the part where you said it would hurt. It hurts your feelings. And it's like, I'm not going to show up if they don't want me there. I might spy on them, but I'm definitely not going to come crashing over there with, like, you know, Chick-fil-A and say, hey, I brought you lunch when you explicitly told me not to show up. Let's talk about the pizza. So what happened with the pizza that kind of confirmed your suspicions?
Yeah, this was weird. Last Saturday, we hung out, and when I got over there, he was super excited because he got this pizza for us without peppers, and he was all proud. He's like, oh, yeah, I know that you hate peppers, and, like, I don't hate peppers. I like peppers, and he was so proud of himself, and when I said, oh, I don't mind peppers, he had this really guilty look on his face, and I feel like he's confusing me with some girl who doesn't like pepper.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That would be, I almost feel like I've had moments like that before, where you say something and you instantly realize you're talking about somebody else. I can't think of an example for me personally, but I could feel his awkwardness where he's like, it's almost like wishing the wrong person a happy birthday. It's like, see? I remembered your birthday. And it's like, no, dummy, it's not my birthday. And you're like, oh, then whose birthday is it? So he got a look on his face like, oh, my God, you're not the one that dislikes peppers. It's somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
God, we got to be careful around everything we do.
Yeah.
You're always got your radar.
What? Okay.
Everything we do. Okay. Here's what we can do. Abigail, he has a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to call that phone. We got his number. We're going to call and say, hey, we are with your bank or cable company or whatever. Take this customer satisfaction survey And it's only going to take a minute or two. When you do that, we're going to give you a chance to win roses to send to anybody that you want to. Now, roses are usually romantic, so he's going to choose somebody that he's romantic with, which is obviously you. You're his girlfriend. When's the last time you saw him? Because sometimes you get into, like, the guy will be like, we're not really a couple. I haven't seen her for 6 weeks. When's the last time you saw him anyway?
It was last Saturday with the whole pizza thing.
Oh, the pizza thing was the last thing. Okay, gotcha. So it's been coming up on
just a few days. Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll ask him who he wants to send the roses to. It should be you. You can't think of anybody else that he would legitimately want to send romantic roses to, right?
No, I mean, I'm his girlfriend. So, okay.
We'll call him and set a trap for him next on KDWB. Now, as you hear this, what do you think? You ever dealt with somebody who's like, yeah, I'm sick. You can't come over.
Or confused your likes and dislikes with someone else's.
Like, look, I got you Chardonnay. You love Chardonnays. Like,
I don't drink wine. What are you talking about?
God, oh, okay. God. What's your story? What do you think? Does she have enough to go on? And what do you think he's going to do? Is he seeing somebody else? Was the pizza incident enough evidence that he's seeing somebody else? What do you think? Then we're going to talk to Jonathan Fogel, Fogel Family Law. Maybe you have a question for Jonathan. He can answer your questions for you, too. Call or text 651-989-KDWB is the phone number, or KDWB1 to text. And we'll be back with part two on KDWB.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
War of the Roses brought to you by 1-800-ASK-GARY. Now, speaking of attorneys, after we do the phone call, we'll get some insight from Jonathan Fogel. If you have a quick question for Jonathan Fogel, text it to me really quick during the War of the Roses, and I'll try to ask him when you get him on the phone here. He's a family lawyer, and we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel coming up in a minute after we make the phone call.
There are tons of texts coming in. Someone said, I caught my boyfriend cheating because of pizza, too. I found the box with the girl's name on it in the trash.
Oh, there's always something, Fallon.
Yeah. One time in college, here's a text, I was casually seeing this guy, and he was way more into it than I was. But I didn't want to hurt his feelings, so I pretended to be sick every time we would hang out because I didn't want to kiss him or hug him anymore. But I did let him come over to see me and hang out, so I do think he's cheating. Other people think she's probably the other girl. How long have they been seeing each other? This one says he's definitely doing something behind her back.
Yep.
Maybe she's clingy, and he just wants space on the weekends to do stuff with the boys. But my guess is he's seeing someone else. And here's, I knew this was going to come up, and someone did say, at first I was like, oh, he's just worried about giving her COVID. I get it. But then it's a bunch of weekends. He FaceTimes, and it could be a way to ease her suspicions, or he isn't taking her as seriously as she's taking him. I wonder if it's exclusive.
Yeah, I doubt that it is. By the way,
like she thinks it is.
We're going to make the phone call in a second, but first, happy 29th birthday, Travis, from your best friend. He's 29. He still gets overly giddy and excited for his birthday.
Good, you should.
Let's make the phone call on War of the Roses. And like I said, if you got a question for Jonathan Fogel, text it to me really quick, and I'll try to slip it in on KDWB next. Hold on.
Thanks for the feedback. That's definitely going to help us out. Neil, we appreciate your time today. And I did tell you in the beginning of the call, we do have a dozen long stem romantic roses. We can get those out today and they'll be sent out to your recipient. They should receive them around noon by tomorrow, which is pretty awesome. And we want to get those set up for you as soon as possible. So what I'll do is I'll ask for the name of the recipient. Who would you like to send the roses to?
Sure. Aaron.
Okay. And like with most flowers, we can attach a card if you'd like. What would you like that to say?
Sure. Put, can't wait to see you again soon.
Great. Okay.
I have a little question, a little bonus question for you. When you say can't wait to see you again soon, is that a romantic thing or is that like a friendly thing? And,
I guess a little bit of both.
Well, I'm surprised nobody has ever answered a question like that without saying,
very
who
honest.
The hell are you?
Very
no,
honest,
like,
yeah.
No, like, who are you?
No, I know.
Because my voice doesn't belong in this phone call. This is a conversation between you and Neil, and all of a sudden there's this voice.
Yes, this voice.
Would you guess that I'm a manager?
I actually don't know what's going on right
that's
now.
That's a very,
yeah, there
yeah,
it is.
That's, okay. So let me try to explain what's going on here. Neil, we are the KDWB morning show on the radio, and we are calling to see who, we're getting a little test to see who you would send roses to, because, you know, there's obviously, we can send roses to anybody we want to, And you sent them to somebody named Aaron. Funny thing is, yeah, the funny thing is your girlfriend, Abigail, is listening in on the whole phone call.
Yeah.
And she's the one who put us up to this because she was kind of worried about whether you're seeing somebody else. Does that make a little bit more sense? So I work at the radio station, KDWB.
And Abigail's on the phone and heard you send roses to Aaron. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're trying to get me caught in right now, but I mean, I guess you could say that's my girlfriend. We've been seeing each other, but I don't know if that's my girlfriend.
Did you know that? Did you know that, Abigail? Did you know that you're maybe not his girlfriend? Because you seemed confident when you talked to us that you were, in fact, his girlfriend.
I mean, the fact that he introduced me to his parents as his girlfriend kind of made me feel like I was his girlfriend.
Mm.
But this Aaron seems like she might be your girlfriend, too. What's the deal with Aaron, Neil?
She's a friend of mine that I see from time to time.
She's okay, a friend of yours that you send romantic flowers to. Yeah.
You did point out that that's kind of a romantic relationship.
Yeah, it's a friendly romantic relationship.
Friendly romantic relationship. Does Aaron know that you also have a friendly romantic relationship with Abigail?
That's a no.
I don't know.
That's a no.
I don't know what you're trying to get me to say right now. Okay, there's like three or four girls trying to date me right now. Okay,
and
I don't know what you would do in that situation, but you know I'm not a jerk. So sometimes I hang out with girls, sometimes I don't.
Okay, so you're
did you know that, Abigail? Do you know all these people are trying to date your boyfriend?
Oh, no, but wow, I just feel so lucky that he, like, talks to me, considering all these people that he's dating. So is Aaron the girl that hates the peppers on her pizza, or is that one of the other girls? Which one? Sorry, I'm trying to keep up.
The pizza argument again? Are you kidding me? We talked about this for, like, 3 hours flat. That's what this is.
Are you?
See, I'm not going to rub it in your face.
Neil, you just told me that you're dating several people. And now you're getting upset with me about the
I didn't say I'm dating several people. I said several girls want to be dating me.
Oh,
so that's what I said. I didn't say I'm dating several people. I said several girls.
But at least two.
And I didn't say
but it's,
several.
But it
I
sounds
said three
like at least
four.
At least two.
Sounds like yeah, you're dating at least two.
I wouldn't call it date. Look, any time that I'm in a relationship like this where I'm like betting to see if I want to be serious or not, and I'm not going to say no to options that come up along the way because they could be the potential serious relationship that I'm involved with in the future. I'm not going to defend this.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wow. That you're a real catch. Those girls are really
Abigail. I never indicated that you were the only girl I was seeing. I've never told you that.
I mean, when you called me your girlfriend, that usually implies that it's exclusive. And also,
I mean,
like
we were in front of my mom. What was I going to say?
Lying to me. Why would you introduce me to your mom if you're not sure about me? If I'm not your girlfriend? If you're dating around with other girls?
I told you about the thing at my parents' house, and then you insisted on coming. You, like, threw a big drama thing about it. That's why you ended up coming in the first place. And what am I going to say to my mom? Oh, this is the girl that I sleep with occasionally? No. I have to say you're my girlfriend. That's why I was reluctant about it from the beginning.
Wow. Okay. You know, this is, like, the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Let's just get real for a second. Your dick stinks, so really, it's not a big loss for me.
What does that even mean?
Okay, we got to bleep those out when that happens. Yeah,
stinks.
Did you? Yeah, that did not get bleeped out.
No, it's bleeped. It just, you know, was
it was
very
the
casual.
Worst bleep of all time. I didn't hear a bleep in there at all.
It's
wow.
Bleep, yeah.
Isn't it funny how things like that, in one part of this phone call, she's like, oh, I want to find out what's going on because we're serious. Then a few minutes later, people are so mad at each other, they say things like that. Good Lord. Okay, let's find out what's going on here with Jonathan Fogel. From Fogel Family Law. I'm sure you see it all the time, counselor, where a couple that used to be in love now can barely stand each other. I have a couple of friends like that. They used to be in love, and they got kids, and they were so sweet to each other. Lovey-dovey, I love you. And now it's like, oh, God, he's an ass. Oh, yeah, well, she's ridiculous. You probably see it all the time, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is basically everybody that I see. At one point, you know, they said they loved each other, they were going to be married happily ever after, and things have fallen apart. So they're not always that angry or in need of bleep buttons, but, you know, things have fallen apart.
I gotcha.
Get that button ready, though. I've been throwing out a few things here.
I got the button ready. So when Jonathan, who's like a family lawyer, hears this, he's always reminded of something, and you actually have a pizza-related story.
Well, you know, not surprisingly, the first thing, and maybe the only thing I heard from that last whole segment was pizza. Once I heard that, the rest was over.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see, okay, has there ever been a case where pizza was a key element in a divorce? And there was a case in Florida a while ago where the parents were getting divorced and they were negotiating the parenting plan, which is, you know, the schedule for the kids. And they agreed that mom would have the kids for 4th of July every year to go see her parents in another state, which was what they always did. So the father then asked to incorporate terms in the agreement where the mom would bring back an order of a specific pizza they enjoyed together over a 4th of July weekend when they first got married. And he loved this pizza so much, it became his favorite. And so he asked to have that in their divorce decree, that she would bring that back to him every year. And at first she was kind of caught off guard, but then she found herself kind of laughing about it and said, you know what? I think that's great. And she said it was the most unique request she had had, but it made her less stressful and kind of was reminded her of more happier times. And they were able to get it resolved over the pizza.
I love that. So she would bring back, even though they were divorcing, she would go visit her mom. And because he didn't go anymore, she would bring him back the pizza that he loved. That's kind of funny. You know what? I mean, is that a life or death kind of a situation? I got to have that pizza. No, but it was just kind of funny. Okay.
Yeah, and I think what it shows, at least to me when I was reading that and looking at it, is that, you know, look, going through divorce can be super stressful and very difficult and really hard on kids, right? Because all of a sudden you have these traditions that you were practicing with your parents, like going away for a holiday or things like that, that you no longer have. And parents can get really stressed about that. So what I tell people is, look, this is an opportunity to come up with new traditions, new fun things to do with your kids. And, you know, my kind of mantra is always that it's always important to remember to keep your kids in the center and not the middle of your divorce.
I like that, in the center but not the middle. But I think a lot of people use those kids and tell the kids, like, well, you don't like to go to your dad's house, right? And then kids want to please their parents. So they'll be like, yeah, I don't like to go to dad's house. Mm-hmm. So
that's right. And kids, you know, we have to remember that they're half mom, half dad, or, you know, half each of their parents. And when one parent tells them something, you're right, they want to please that parent. But then they also want to please the other parent. So it's not uncommon that parents hear different things from their kids.
Of course. Hey, find out how you can get through your divorce, get a consultation with Jonathan Fogel. You can do it on the phone. You can meet him at his office. And the first one's free. Get online, FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, thanks for being on the show. Can I say what you're doing for the next couple of weeks, or is that kind of a private thing?
No, sure.
He's going on a 2-week yoga retreat.
Where?
In Italy.
Italy!
If anyone saw me, the first thing, of course, they would think of yoga, right?
Yeah, they'd say yogi, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, yogi, right? I'm sure, Fallon, that was the first thing you thought when
it was.
I was there,
right? I said, that guy's a yoga guy. Jonathan,
yeah, I'm very excited.
Is this a kind of retreat where you only get to eat kale? Because if you're in Italy and you're only eating kale and hummus, I'd be like, pass, okay? I need pizza and pasta.
That, you know what, this is the perfect War of the Roses to get me ready, because I think I will mostly be eating pasta and fettuccine alfredo the entire time.
My man.
Yeah, okay.
Find Jonathan online, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Have a safe trip and have fun. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, sounds great, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Jonathan.